Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This morning we're going to be talking about the spirit of jealousy. Hallelujah, because jealousy is the spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. And the scripture reading is going to be Numbers chapter 5 and verse 14. And it reads as follows. And if feelings of jealousy come over her husband and he suspects his wife and she is impure, or if he is jealous and suspects her, even though she is not impure. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe the King James translation say, and if the spirit of jealousy come over the husband. So we see right there in that verse that jealousy is a spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jealousy is defined as wanting something or someone all by yourself. And also it's defined as envy. Jealousy is probably one of the oldest sins in the world. Remember when Lucifer became jealous of God and he had to be expelled from heaven? Anybody ever read that? According to Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 and 14. Isaiah 14, verses 12 through 14. Jealousy is probably one of the oldest sins in the world, starting with Lucifer. Hallelujah. How you have fallen from heaven, O morning star, son of the dawn. You have been cast down to the earth. You who once laid low the nations. You said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the mount of assembly, on the uttermost height of the sacred mountain. I will ascend above the top of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. Amen?
Amen.
You see right there, Lucifer saying he will make himself like the Most High. In other words, make himself like God. And if you would mark down in your notes, Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 12 through 19. It's literally saying the same thing. Hallelujah. See, Satan became jealous and he thought he could compare with God. But I want to let you serve notice on Satan today that he already know, and anybody else, we cannot compare ourselves to God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Lucifer, meaning morning star. Amen.
Amen.
He was brighter than anything. Amen. The morning star. That's why the Bible says that they beheld him falling down like an angel of light. That's why he appeared to you sometimes like the angel of light.
Amen.
Like it's right when it's wrong. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because that's what Lucifer means, the morning star. But after the spirit of jealousy took over Lucifer's heart, he became known as Satan, which means the devil. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, when you change from what God called you to be, and you let jealousy step in, then you're no longer who God called you to be. Amen?
Amen.
Jealousy is a fruit of the flesh, according to the book of Galatians chapter 6 and verse 19. Are you familiar with the works of the flesh? Hallelujah. If you're familiar with the works of the flesh, you'll see that jealousy is one of the works of the flesh. In conjunction with the spirit of jealousy, you will find other related spirits that come to join forces. Actually, jealousy is manifest several different ways. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You see how the works of the flesh, they tend to gang up on you. And that's what we need to do as children of God. We need to unite our forces together and gang up on the devil. Amen? Hallelujah. We're going to see clearly how the works of the flesh gangs up on you. And jealousy, I said, manifests itself in several different ways.
Amen.
Today, if you are bound by any of these spirits, you are going to be set free.
Amen.
If you know anybody that's under bondage to any of these related spirits, you can help set them free in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus said, whom the Lord has set free is free indeed. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So once Jesus set you free, you're free. If you were ever bound by jealousy before, you need to let Satan know that was once what I dealt in, but I don't deal that way no more because you have been made free. Amen. Amen. Through the words of your testimony and through the blood of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. When you are ministering deliverance, you will notice that oftentimes the continents of the person or people change. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because see, you got to understand the devil don't want to turn nobody loose. So you begin to see their faces change. Looking at you in crazy ways. Amen.
Amen.
But I realized to know the Bible say I don't wrestle with flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers and rulers and high and dark places. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I come to learn over these 10 years in ministry that you can't worry about the looks of the faces.
Amen.
Because sometimes it's just wicked spirits manifesting itself.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. You will see people becoming uncomfortable and agitated.
Amen.
Ugly expressions. Amen. Weird noises. And the likes. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is manifestation of the devil. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I want to let you know that today that Jesus came to set the captives free.
Amen.
And see, sometimes that devil, he don't want to let you go. That's why he caused you to, you know, different manifestations to act out. It may seem funny, but it's true.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You see people that start even making weird noises. Because that's the manifestation of the devil. What they're trying to do is distract you from being set free.
Amen.
Distract the people from being set free. And even if he can make an ugly face to scare you, to stop the word of God from going forward, you'll find people digging and searching and all that other good stuff. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Just manifestations of the devil. But, you know, Jesus came again to set the captives free. And whom the Lord has set free is free indeed. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All one need to do is simply repent of your wicked ways. And repent simply implies that you just turn from your wicked ways. Stop doing what you're doing. Amen?
Amen.
And confess Jesus. And ask the Lord to come in and fill you up. Where the devil left out, ask the Lord to come and fill you up. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus is willing to forgive you, me, and anybody else that truly wants to be forgiven. Another lie is Satan to tell you that, you know, you've been doing this so long, it ain't no hope for you. But I come to serve notice this morning that you can be set free. It ain't never too late until you die and go to hell. It's too late if you don't confess and repent. That's when it's too late.
Amen.
God will forgive you at the last second. You remember one of the thieves on the cross? He said, Jesus, can I be with you in paradise? And Jesus said, it's granted to you that you be with me in paradise. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. So it ain't never too late. Get set free. And like I say, there are many spirits that manifest because of the spirit of jealousy. And one of those spirits is murder. Would you say that what does murder have to do with jealousy? But murder has a lot to do with jealousy. You go with me to Genesis chapter 4 in verse 8. Hallelujah. It say, now Cain said to his brother Abel, let's go out to the field. And while they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 4 and verse 8. We see that Cain killed his brother. So that was another spirit that ganged up with jealousy. Murder. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to repent of jealousy right now.
Amen.
In the open. Just repeat after me. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There ain't nothing to be ashamed of. Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Father God, in the name of Jesus.
We repent of jealousy.
We repent of jealousy.
Father, we thank you for forgiving us.
We ask that you
were
creating us clean hearts.
And renewing us right spirits. And Lord, we repent of murder this morning. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for forgiving us.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. You may be saying, well, I never killed nobody with a gun or a knife, or I never poisoned nobody. But how many know that the Bible says your tongue, the power of your tongue, life and death is in the power of your tongue.
Amen.
Words that you say wound people's spirit and kill them. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sometimes this little unruly thing in our mouth kills people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you just well pull the gun. Because sometimes the things that you say, people never recover.
Amen.
It's sad to say, but it's true. Sometimes people get hooked on that thing that you said 15 years ago. And they never recover. All they can remember is when Karen said such and such. And they in bondage to that. So we got to come clean this morning and repent. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And another spirit that come to gang up is revenge and spite. Revenge and spite. Now say you never did got revenge on nobody. Say you never did nothing in spite. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to go with me to Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 34. Proverbs 6 and 34. But jealousy arouses a husband's fury, and he will show no mercy when he takes revenge. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do you see how jealousy and revenge coexist, work together? You see, this particular passage of scripture is talking about a husband when he got mad. Amen? I guess his wife had did something, stepped out of line. Amen? Hallelujah. Somebody else was looking upon her. And then he got in a rage. And he said he was going to take revenge. But how many know that? Vengeance belong to God. The Bible says, vengeance belong to me, said the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
So don't try to take revenge. Hallelujah. We understand Proverbs and go to chapter 14. Somebody do you wrong? The battle. Remember this. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord's.
Amen.
Don't keep revenge in your hand.
Amen.
Let the Lord fight your battles.
Amen.
Glory to God. Proverbs chapter 14, verses 16 and 17. It said, wise men fear the Lord and shun evil, but a fool is hot-headed and reckless. A quick-tempered man does foolish things. And a crafty man is hated. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wise men fear the Lord and shun evil, but a fool is hot-headed and reckless and try to put things in his own hands. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's that rage, spirit of rage.
Amen.
Glory to God. Spirit of revenge. Well, let us repent of that. Amen. We coming clean today. Father, we repent of revenge, and we repent of spite, for we know that vengeance belongs to you, saith the Lord. We forgive everybody, and we turn from our wicked ways today, and we accept your forgiveness. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So you be all messed up if you walk around with jealousy, a little dose of murder, a little dose of revenge and spite, not anger and rage. Amen.
Amen.
I told you they come to gang up on you. That's why sometimes you so wore down and can't get a breakthrough. Because you give in to one thing, and then when you open up the door for one thing, don't think that demon creeping in by himself. When you leave that little crack, he creeping in with so many others. Why do you think we to our homes we say close the door? Make sure the door locked. Because we don't want nobody in our homes that don't reside there. Amen?
Amen.
Even visitors, when they visit for a little too long, it's even time for them to go home. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we want to close the doors this morning. Genesis chapter 4. Verses 5-6. And it goes, but on Cain and his offering, he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry, and his face was downcast. Then the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? Amen.
Amen.
See, Cain was angry, and he acted in rage. He acted in rage to his brother Abel. Amen. See, he had anger. Anger can lead to rage. Amen. That's why the Bible says, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Before that sun go down, before the evening is over, get rid of it. Get rid of it. Amen.
Amen.
See, Cain was so angry because Abel gave a better offering. He became so angry till it turned into rage. What caused him to murder. Amen?
Amen.
Are you understanding this morning?
Amen.
You see how all these different manifestations come as a result of one work of the flesh?
Amen.
Till you open the door to many of the works of the flesh? Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 29. Proverbs 14 and 29 says, a large population is a king's glory, but without subjects, a prince is ruined. I'm sorry, I read 28. 29 says, a patient man has great understanding, but a quick-tempered man displays folly. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now notice that patience is a fruit of the Spirit, which is positive. Okay? A patient man has great understanding, but a quick-tempered man displays folly. See, we can't be quick-tempered. Sometimes, you know, people go around, oh, but she don't know me. I drop her. He don't know me. I pull out a 38 in a minute. But what's the result of being quick-tempered? What's the result of it? Amen. It sure doesn't. Hallelujah. Stay with me in Proverbs. Go to chapter 22. Let me show you how many times that God have to say something about being hot-tempered and angry. Oh, that's just the way I am. That's just how our family is. But we want to evict some familiar spirits. Amen?
Amen?
Family, that's where you get the derivative of familiar. Some things are familiar in different families. Amen?
Amen.
Have you ever heard, boy, that family is bad.
Amen.
You don't mess with that family. Amen. That's the Jones. That's the Darlings. That's the this. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. Proverbs 22, verse 24 and 25. It says, do not make friends with a hot-tempered man. Do not associate with one easily angry, or you may learn his ways and get yourself ensnared. Amen?
Amen.
Do not make friends with a hot-tempered man. Do not associate with one easily angered, or you may learn his ways and get yourself ensnared. In other words, he may flip the script on you. Amen? You get so angry, you make him mad, he may kill you. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You get the picture?
Yeah.
Stay in Proverbs. Go to 29. Chapter 29 and verse 22. An angry man stirs up dissension, and a hot-tempered one committed many sins. Amen? Hallelujah. You see, when you're hot-tempered, it leads to sin. It leads to you committing many sins. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. But we come to convict, evict that spirit of anger and rage in this house today. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let us repent. Father God, in the name of Jesus. We repent of anger.
We repent of rage.
In the name of Jesus. Father, we replace it with patience.
In the name of Jesus.
And we just yield all our members to you, Lord. Every member of our bodies.
Every member of our body.
We bring it to you.
We bring it to you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why some people have to stay at the psychologist. And they think that this stuff is natural. But this stuff is spiritual. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They forever have to get counseling. But see, you can't counsel demons. You have to, Bible say, cast them out.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because see, the demons don't understand what you say. Be quiet and behave. You got to cast them out. Glory to God. We're going to talk about cruelty. And what is cruelty? That's when you make somebody else suffer. For what? Just being cruel. Glory to God. Even little children are cruel. Cruel to one another in school. Amen. God is speaking to you as well. Amen.
Amen.
Call people bald head. That's cruel. Call them fat. Then sometimes we prejudice against ourselves. You black. Amen.
Amen.
But God made us many shades. Because that's just the way he wanted it. Amen.
Amen.
God made people with different lengths of hair. Because that's the way he wanted. Amen.
Amen.
He made people different sizes. Because that's the way he wanted. Glory to God. Being cruel is a sin. It's a spirit. It's a nasty spirit. When you're just cruel to people. Stay in Proverbs. Go to chapter 27. And verse 4. Anger is cruel and fury overwhelming. But who can stand before jealousy? You see that? Anger, cruel, and jealousy. You see all of that in that one verse. Amen? Anger is cruel and fury overwhelming. But who can stand before jealousy? It's like jealousy is, once you're jealous, you open up the door for all these other things to come in. Glory to God. Sometimes we just, you know, sometimes some people just take a delight in being cruel to somebody. To someone. Amen?
Amen.
But God say, when you have it in your bosom to do good to somebody, do good to them. When you have it in your ability to do good to somebody and treat somebody good, do it. Amen?
Amen.
Don't just be cruel just to be cruel.
Amen.
If you turn, go with me to Songs of Solomon, which is after the book of Proverbs. Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Songs of Solomon, chapter 8, and verse 6. Song of Solomon, chapter 8, and verse 6. Place me like a seal over your heart, like a seal on your arm, for love is as strong as death. It's jealousy, unyielding, cruel as the grave. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Place me like a seal over your heart, like a seal on your arm, for love is as strong as death. It's jealousy unyielding. It's jealousy is not cruel as the grave. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We want to repent of being cruel. Amen. Making other people suffer for no reason. Glory to God. When you have had it in your ability to be kind and nice and gentle. Gentleness is a fruit of the Spirit. Cruelty is a work of the flesh. which is negative. Amen?
Amen.
Sometimes you just cruel for nothing. Amen?
Amen.
I'm going to make him suffer. I'm going to make her suffer. Huh, they did it to me. I'm going to do it to them. But that's not the golden rule. The golden rule is do unto others as you will have them to do unto you. You want people to treat you nice, you treat them nice. You don't treat people mean because somebody treated you mean. Amen?
Amen.
That's cruelty. Glory to God. When you know something somebody needed and you know where they could get it from, I'm not telling her nothing. Let her find it for herself. That's cruelty. Amen? When you could have simply told me they have that article for 50% less over there. It ain't even your store. Amen? Glory to God. Let's repent of cruelty. Father, in the name of Jesus,
we
repent of being cruel.
We repent of making other people suffer
for no reason at all.
Father, open up our dark understanding.
Translate us from darkness
into your marvelous light.
Help us to walk in love.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We want to go back to the book of Genesis, where it talks more about hatred. Amen.
Amen.
Chapter 37, Genesis 37. Remember, church, the battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord.
Amen.
Never repay evil for evil. Hallelujah. Hatred is a work of the flesh. Genesis chapter 37, verses 3, 4, and 8 will I read. Now Israel loved Joseph more than any of his other sons, because he had been born to him in his old age. And he made a richly ornamented robe for Joseph. When his brothers saw that their father loved him more than any of them, they hated him and could not speak a kind word to him. Verse 8 says, his brother said to him, do you intend to reign over us? Will you actually rule over us? And they hated him all the more because of his dreams and what he had said. Amen?
Amen.
Hatred. Now what did hatred do in this case? Hatred caused Joseph's brothers to sell him out. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. To ship him to another country. And it wasn't even Joseph's fault. The Bible says that his father loved him. And it didn't say that Joseph did something to make his father love him. It said his father loved him, and not because he didn't love the other boys. It just said because this was the child of his old age. The Bible don't say why. Maybe I just want to assume maybe because this was the child of old age, maybe he thought he'd never have another other child and finish with his life, and pop goes to Weasel. Here come Joseph. And he just probably, you know, just took a special little liking to Joseph. Amen?
Amen.
And then the brothers got jealous for that. You see what jealousy will make you do? It'll make you come against your own flesh and blood.
Amen.
Jealousy will make you destroy your own sister. Make you destroy your own brother. Amen?
Amen.
We're not talking about the man next door. We're talking about his own brothers. Amen?
Amen?
Nothing he did. Hallelujah. Verse 8 say, his brother said to him, do you intend to rule over us? Somebody got to be the leader. Somebody got to be the followers. Amen?
Amen.
You can't have too many chiefs and not enough Indians.
Amen.
You got to have a chief and you got to have Indians. Amen?
Amen.
And Joseph didn't do nothing to become the one that was going to rule over them. Maybe God put some gifting in him that was going to not. Maybe God did put something in him as a result that he was able to save his brothers at the end. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, you know, when you see something that God placed in somebody, it's better for you to embrace it rather than you to hate it. Remember about 2 weeks ago, the message, but God, it say, if you bless what God bless, he will bless you. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. of God. So Joseph's brothers began to hate him because his father loved him because he was the child of old age. Glory to God. You know, that's a whole other story in and of itself. But we're going to turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 8. First Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 8. Therefore, he who rejects this instructions does not reject man, but God, who gives you his Holy Spirit. Amen? That's a word for you right there. Therefore, he who rejects this instructions does not reject man, but God, he who gives you his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So if you reject the word of God, in other words, what you're saying is, God, I hate you. You're not rejecting the person that's given a word. You're rejecting God. And you're saying, God, I hate you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to repent of hatred today. And sometimes we hate different races. Nobody can help because they're born in the race that they're born in, that they're born under the nationality that they're born in. Anybody in here had control over being an African-American? Raise your hand. Amen. Anybody in here had a choice of being born in a family you born in? We had other people, but we don't look at ourselves. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Father God, in
the name of Jesus. We repent of hatred in every form. We repent for hating our sisters and brothers.
We repent for hating our sisters and brothers.
We repent of hating mankind. Hallelujah. We just repent of hatred. Because the list can go on and on. Sometimes we hate Jews. Sometimes we hate what you call these homosexualities, but we say we love you. But Lord, we repent today of hatred in the name of Jesus. And we replace it with love. In Jesus' name. And let us just openly confess. Hatred, you no longer live in my heart.
For the love of God
has been shed abroad.
In my heart.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go back to the book of Proverbs chapter 10. Where we're going to deal with strife. I thank God for Jesus and his blood this morning. Because Jesus, if it wasn't for Jesus' blood, how would we get out of all this mess? Murder, revenge, fight, anger, rage, cruelty, hatred, strife. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 12. Hatred stirs up dissension, but love covers over all wrong. Dissensions mean it's strife. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hatred stirs up strife. You see how hatred and strife gang up right there? The both work together. You hate somebody so much that it stirs up strife. That's just like a hate crime. White people hating black people so much. Black people hating white people so much. Till it stirs up strife. Amen. Hallelujah. Cause you to go and put burning crosses on people's homes. Arrest guys that's doing nothing. And do false accusations on them. Amen. Hallelujah. Hatred stirs up dissensions and strife. But love covers all wrong. Amen? Hallelujah. How about that? Love covers all wrong. That's what the book of Corinthians say. Love covers a multitude of faults. You see how Jesus loved us so much that when he stretched his hands on Calvary, till he covered a multitude of our sins with his blood. That's what you talk about, becoming more and more like Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Taking the strife out of our life. Strife is another word for attack. When you hate people, you begin to attack them for no reason. Sometimes people don't even say nothing to you and you just latch out on them. Or even if they say something to you, you answer with a tone that's unbecoming, unseemly for a Christian. And people have to look at you and wonder, wow, is she really Christian? Is he really Christian? Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Are you still with me?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Strife is an attack. Just attack people for no reason. People don't do anything to you, but you just attack them. Hallelujah. For no reason. Think about it. Amen?
Amen.
All they did is say hi. What? Speaking of me for? The devil has people acting crazy. The devil has you acting crazy. The devil has you attacking people for no reason. And sometimes you think a attack is you got to put a gun on a person. So you can attack people with the way you act, your mannerism. You can attack people. I hear the Holy Ghost say even with gossip, attacking people's character. Well, child, I think she's doing that with this. And you don't even know the truth.
Amen.
You're just attacking the person's character. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But we come to get clean this morning.
Amen.
Glory to God. Just attacking people left and right. Sometimes you have other people hating people for no reason. They don't even know. Just because of things you say. Now the next one, like my mama used to say, her mom used to say, bit, 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 bit. Just running off at the mouth. Mouth, 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 mouth. Then the next person tell the next person, the next person. And by the time they get to look at me, I'm like, hey. Hey, yeah, I know they said she was doing, you know, come on, let's be real, attacking people for nothing, but what you really need to be doing is attacking the real enemy, attack the real enemy, you see, I want you to really understand this thing today, you see how all these different spirits come to gang up? We as children of God need to gang up against the devil.
Yeah.
Glory to God. You don't see when murder go out there, you don't see murder traveling alone. Murder travel with a pack. Murder travel with revenge and spite. Murder travel with anger and rage. Murder travel with cruelty. And they stop by and they pick up hatred. And even though the car is crowded, like us sometimes, we can have three people in the car and we see somebody going our way and we'll keep on going. Instead of say, go for a little bit. Because Karen going there too. Let's tighten up for 10 minutes. We almost there. But we'll say, child, she can make it. But cruelty and hatred and anger and revenge and spite, say, stop. All y'all squeeze up. Stop sitting on each other's lap. Because strife got to get up in here. Amen. Hallelujah. Huh? We're not going to keep driving this car. We're going to pull it over. Even if strife has to get in the trunk, we're taking strife with us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we be like, child, if I let her in, she weighs, she kind of heavy. That's going to break my car down. It's the truth. Amen. Then you just say, that's just 10 more minutes. I see her walking down the street and I know she lives around the corner. Let me relieve her feet. Amen. But envy and strife and hatred and murder, they be like, come on. Get up on this roof. Get up on the trunk. Hold on. We need you. Amen. Now we're going to talk about contentions. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 10. Contentions. Proverbs chapter 13 and 10. Contentions. Contentions say, don't leave me out. I'm part of the gang. I love jealousy. I'm going to roll with you. I'm going to ride with you. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 10 say, pride only breeds cruel, but wisdom is found in those who take advice. Amen. Pride only breeds in cruelty. And cruelty is contention. Amen. Quarrels. I'm sorry. Pride only breeds quarrels, contentions, arguments. Same thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Contentions. Sometimes you got to zip your lip. Sometimes you got to know that it don't make no sense for a contention. Just close your mouth and let God do it. Amen. Because God can say some things that could slice somebody up. Because the Bible says His word is sharp and powerful and quicker than any, and sharper than any two-edged sword while you're trying to quarrel. Amen. And notice here, pride only breeds quarrels. See, pride is a work of the what? Flesh. See, pride and contention together in the same little verse. You see, they travel, they double up on you. Instead of us two Christians walking and working it out, we fighting up against each other. But pride say, all right, get it on quarrels. We going to double team this thing, amen? Hallelujah. Let's repent. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just repent of contention. Suit our lips, Lord. Suit our hearts with the word of God. Give us peace. We repent from this day on that contention will not have its place in my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. I want to take you back to Genesis chapter 4. Glory to God. I believe this is the word you can share for the week. I believe this is the tape that you need to get. Amen. Hallelujah. Extreme competition. Extreme competition. Genesis chapter 4 again. Verse 4 through 5. But Abel bought fat portions from some of the first born of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abe and his offering, but on Cain and his offering he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry, and his face was cast down. Amen. 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 So he felt like, Cain felt like he had to compete with Abe because of his offering. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know why the Lord accepted Abel's offering unlike Cain? It's because Abe gave God the best, the fat of his calf. And Cain just gave the Lord, not because it was fruit, he didn't give the Lord the best fruit. Any old picked over stuff and brought it to the Lord. You see, even with our service to the Lord, we got to give the Lord our best service. We can't just come here because, you know, the pastor going to say, oh, you wasn't there Sunday. That's not giving the Lord your best. When you come and worship God, you give Him your best. Not because you don't want nobody saying what you don't do in the house of the Lord. Amen? Amen. Whatever you do, do it as you're doing it unto the Lord. You see, don't give the Lord your mess. Give Him your best. Amen. With your offerings. Amen? Amen. Even when it comes to your tithing, I have explained this before. Don't get paid and pay your bills and bring God the leftovers. Give God the tenth and the offering and then pay your bills. Guess why? Because God promised that He will rebuke the devourer for your sake. It ain't nothing that your rent man, your landlord, your mortgage company, FPNL, your cell phone bill could do to you when you give God first. Amen. There ain't nothing the boss on your job could do to you when you put God first. He say, prove me. God don't ask you to prove him all over this Bible. But that's one time he said, prove me.
Amen.
Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. So give God your best. You don't have to compete with your sister or your brother. I don't have to try to outdo my sisters. I don't have to try to outdo my brothers. All I have to do is give God my best. And that eliminates extreme competition. Amen? And see, you know, extreme competition, it leads to murder. Because what did Cain ultimately do to Abel? He killed him. He killed him. And that's not only in the Bible, that's happening today. Sometimes when a person is doing good, their competitors say, I'm going to knock him off. I'll knock her off. Then she will no longer be in competition with me. Amen? Hallelujah. Even for the young people, even when you've been in athletic and school and different clubs and you working your thing good, sometimes they'll put stuff in your drink, little things in your lunch, so you can't compete. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we're going to dismiss a competitive spirit. Amen? We just want to loose that spirit of just giving God our best. Not looking at our sisters, not looking at our brothers. God, I'm running this race that's before me, that I may obtain the prize, the high calling, to hear my name in heaven. Amen?
Amen?
Not to say I'm better than my sister or I'm better than my brother, but I may obtain the prize of heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, Father, we repent of extreme competition. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Competition, you got to go. In the name of Jesus. I'm just running this race to get my prize. And let's just tell the devil, devil, I don't even see you. I'm just running straight ahead. And I repent of any time that I did compete with somebody else. In Jesus' name, I have been set free. Hallelujah. I want to give you two more. Envy. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 30. A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones. Amen. A heart at peace give life to the body, but envy rots the bones. You see, when you have envy in you, the Bible says it rots your bones. Amen? Hallelujah. You think that all sickness is a physical sickness? Some sickness is spiritual sickness. Amen? You got so much envy, so much hate in you, till it causes your bones, the marrow, the fattening in your bone that's supposed to sustain you and give you life, it causes it to rot. Amen?
Amen?
And now you got a bad report from the doctor. You know, I heard a case of a Christian lady. And you may be saying, somebody may be saying, well, why is she saying this to us? We're saved and we're sanctified. But yeah, we may be saved and sanctified, but a lot of times we're not satisfied. Amen?
Amen.
We need to get satisfied.
Amen.
Glory to God. I heard a case of testimony of this Christian sister. She's been Christian from many, many, many years as a young lady, and now she is in the senior part of her life. And she had a sickness. I believe it was cancer. And she said, God, I've been praying to you for healing. I pray for other people and they get healed. I believe that you are a healer. And I've been praying to you and I've been praying to you and I can't get no breakthrough. And God had to answer her one night. She said, God, why don't you answer me? So this night, God finally answered her. And God came to her in a dream and told her, say, your sister, your baby sister, that which was a few years younger than her, say, you were always in competition with your sister growing up. And you never forgave your sister of certain things. Even though your sister never meant you harm, it's just little growing up sibling things that siblings do to each other, wear each other clothes or whatever, didn't do the dishes. Say, but you were, everything you did it in competition to your sister, and whatever, I forget this thing that she never forgave her sister. The Lord say, I will be pleased with you, except you forgive your sister. She say she hadn't spoke to her sister for many, many years. She had to get her sister phone number and call her sister and say, sister, I forgive you. And the baby sister had forgot all about, didn't even remember the thing from when they were growing up as siblings. The baby sister didn't even remember it, but she still had to, the sister say, okay, well, I receive your forgiveness and I forgive you and everything. I'm not mad. And, you know, and she said, well, just forgive me. And when she went back to the doctor that week, guess what? The doctor could not find a trace of cancer in her body. In her body. See, envy, see, God's word don't lie. A lot of people walk around and say, oh, how you know that's the word? How you know that's true? As you know, you even have people, I've heard my own people, black people say, oh, that's the white man's Bible. But I tell you what, this one white man book, I'm going to heed to. Amen. If it is the white man's Bible, I believe it. Amen. A heart at peace give life to the body, but envy rottens the bones. Amen. Hallelujah. You see how all those years with that envy in her spirit, man, that it decayed her body? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So, Father, let us, congregation, let us repent in the name of Jesus of envy. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus. We repent of envy. If we have envied our sisters and brothers, our children, our mothers and fathers, our next door neighbors, our co-workers, anybody that we ever envy. Lord, we ask that you forgive us today. We repent and turn from our wicked ways. And we ask you to fill us with love. And we receive our full healing. From the crowns of our head to the soles of our feet. Amen. Hallelujah. And the last but not least, I want to take you to Galatians chapter 5 and verse 19. Say, the acts of sinful nature are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambitions, dissensions, expectations, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the likes. Amen? I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Do you hear what the Lord is saying to you?
Amen.
Those that live like this shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Amen? Hallelujah. So those are the works of the flesh. I want you to listen to this again. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious. In other words, the works of the flesh are sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the likes. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we just bind the works of the flesh in the name of Jesus. And we loose the gifts of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit. To be manifest in our life. That our lights may shine. That people may see you through our life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to remember
According to Matthew chapter 18 and 18, whatsoever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So we are going to bind the spirit of jealousy today, and we're going to loose the spirit of love. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Again, I want to stress to you and reiterate how when we open up the door for one of the works of the flesh to operate in our life, how they come in and bring in their teammates, amen, to gang up on you. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you for the word that have gone forward, Lord. I pray that this word will fall on good ground, that your people will not only be hearers, but they'll be doers of the word, Lord. God, I thank you that they won't be in bondage, hallelujah, to the lie, oh God, but they'll be set free by the truth of your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God, praise God. I give thanks to Him for giving me the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. If this message has been a blessing to you, one way or the other, would you please contact us and let us know what God has done for you through this teaching? God is a deliverer. Be delivered. Be set free in Jesus' name. Remember, deliverance is the children's bread.